In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day. It's Father Tom. Glad to be with you today. You know, one of the words that most not used are not known what it's about is the word evangelization. Bringing people to church is not evangelization. It might happen in church, but not usually. What is evangelization all about? I'll read from John 12, verse 20. "Now among those who went up to worship at the festival, there were some Greeks. They came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, and said to him, 'Sir, we want to see Jesus.'" Isn't it interesting? They had heard about Jesus, and they want to see Jesus. Do you want to see Jesus? Are you hungry for Jesus? Are you really hungry for the Lord? I have been praying for a hunger, that I would hunger for Jesus. So they said, "We want to see Jesus." Philip went and told Andrew. Then Andrew and Philip went and told Jesus. And Jesus answered them, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Truly, truly, I tell you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains just a grain of wheat. But if it dies, it bears much fruit." I tell you, those Greeks were hungry. "We want to see Jesus." They didn't say, "Oh, we wanted to play with the kids." Don Bosco, beautiful saint of God, not only played with the kids, but led them to Jesus. One of his saints, Dominic Savio, was led to Jesus. It's all about Jesus. That's why I don't want any money from the government when it comes to these programs, because then they'll tell me how to preach. And nobody's going to tell me how to preach.
Hallelujah.
By the grace of God. By the grace of God. We want to see Jesus, bringing people to Jesus and Jesus to people. That's evangelization. We remember Andrew bringing Peter to Jesus. They were hungry, hungry for something that was wonderful. And you know what? People are still hungry. You go down to Salem during these days, and you'll see hungry people going for the devil. Oh, yes. Hungry people going for the devil. They need power, but the power that they're going to look for is not of God. It's from Satan. But you see, they're hungry. And who is there to tell them that their hunger should lead them to Jesus? Evangelization. I want to tell you about Jesus. Evangelization has everything to do with speaking. Oh, yes. I want to tell you about Jesus, that he loves you, and that he has a plan for your life, and that he wants to fill you with his love. And we pray that Jesus would come into the heart of these people. And you know what? He does. That's evangelization. That's evangelization. Oh, yes. That's evangelization, bringing people to Jesus and Jesus to people. When Anthony came to Holy Rosary, he was completely lost. But you know what? That day, Jesus found him. That day, Jesus found him. He was involved in all the New Age stuff. He was looking for power. But the power he really was looking for was the power of Jesus. This is so important, that we know how to bring people to Jesus and Jesus to people. The Greeks said, we want to see Jesus. Someone told them about Jesus. Do you know my Lord? Oh, I remember that beautiful story of this rich man. And he had the bell rang, and it was a hobo. And the rich man was generous and said, come to my dining room. I want to feed you. And so he went. And when the hobo looked up and saw an image of Jesus, he said to the rich man, you know my Jesus? Not you know about my Jesus. Do you know my Jesus? Have you come into experiential knowledge of Jesus? I believe the rich man was converted that day. Do you know my Jesus? I remember being at my aunt's house. We were eating watermelon. It was a summer day. And she said, I want what you have. She was hungry. And so before we left that kitchen table, she got it. She got the Lord. She was led to Jesus. And God manifested himself for her, to her, and through her. Oh, yes. My job is to bring people to Jesus and Jesus to people. That's what I'm all about. Why do you think I'm on the radio? To bring you to Jesus and Jesus to you. That's why I'm on the radio. I'm no big star. I'm just me calling people to look for the power of God in Jesus Christ. People are looking for power. And only the power that comes from the cross and resurrection is the power that saves people. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. That's you and me. We've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. We've missed the mark. And why have we missed the mark? Because we need a Savior. Oh, we need a Savior experientially to come and to forgive our sins through his precious blood. We need a Savior. Do you need a Savior? I do. I remember talking to Sister Seraphim, and she's a convent, a woman that's behind the bars, and she was talking to me one day. She said, the first step is to receive Jesus as his Savior. She knew. Her face shone like the glory. She had been seeking God behind those walls for years. Now she's in Florida, in another convent, in another monastery. Whenever I am in trouble, I used to call Sister Seraphim because she knew the face of God. Are you hungry today? Are you hungry today? I want more of Jesus. I'm not satisfied with what I have. I want more of Jesus.
And Jesus wants more of you. The Son of Man glorified. Jesus wants to glorify you in your life. He wants more of you. You know, the thing about Jesus is the only thing he wants from you is everything. And he wants all the good, your joy. But he wants all your bad, your pain, your trauma, and your anxiety, your unlove. Because he wants to fill it with love. He wants to fill it with himself. You know, he wants to convert our human nature so that we can take part in the divine nature with the Lord. How do we evangelize? Just by embodying the Lord. You know, what I've come to realize, the best evangelization tool is like what Father Tom's aunt said to him. She wanted what he had. And that's what we're called to. You want to be so filled with the love of God and the joy of the Lord that people should look at you and they should want what you have. You should embody all of God's goodness, all of heaven. And people should see that light within you. You know, being in Salem, the darker the place, the more God's light can shine. It's the greatest time to be alive as a Christian. You know, Jesus just putting on my heart, he wants me to share this quick testimony with you. But in Salem on the speaker, you know, just walking by, just preaching the love of God. And, you know, I'll see someone with a five-star pentagram or a Satanist hat or anything, and I'll tell them. I'll say on the speaker, I'll say, if you're walking by with a pentagram hat on and a black suit on and some red hair, that means Jesus is choosing you right now to a personal encounter and relationship, and the God of heaven wants to pour out on you. A lot of times they can't see me. They can just hear over the loudspeaker. Don't know if it's coming from heaven or what. But the love of God, sometimes they'll yell, Hail Satan. I'll tell them, Hail Mary. You know, God is so good. But the testimony he wants me to share is when I was preaching, before we get there, you know, there's other preachers, Christian preachers, who are really, they're preaching hell and they're preaching condemnation and that all sinners are going to hell and we all need to repent, which is true, but it's truly not our job to try to tell people they're sinners. We give them the love of God and we let the Holy Spirit convict them of their sins. So there were two girls who came over to me and stand in front of me, and they were, you know, dressed in rainbow gear and everything, and they just started, like, kissing and hugging, kissing in front of me, and just, you know, kind of giving me, like, an evil eye and thinking it was going to get me upset. But I just looked at them, I said, do you two know how special you are to the Lord? How many great gifts he gives you? How he desires to encounter you and fill you with his love? That every empty space in you, that God, it was, you were created because God wants to fill it with his love. And after they just walked by and were told they were going to hell, they became drawn by the Holy Spirit. And within 2 minutes, they had both been given their lives to Jesus, opened their hearts to him. They let me pray over them. They received the Holy Spirit. They received the Bible and the love of God, because when they look at the love of God, it's impossible not to want to receive that. When you hear Father Tom speak with the love of Christ in his voice, it's like honey to the ears. You know, Jesus is trying to draw all people to him. He's trying to draw you to him. He has been his whole life, and even if you've given your life to him, he's trying to draw every area of darkness in you into his light, and every day he's trying to refine you. But what draws people? It's only the goodness of the Lord. And when we become in one spirit with the Lord, we become in one mind with the Lord. We start having the mind of Christ. You know, walking down the street, there's psychics, Satanists, all set up, connected to the devil with crystals and all the tarot cards. And people waiting in line because they want to experience the power of God. And, you know, I set up with the free prophetic reading signs. And people ask, are you a psychic? And we tell him, no, but we're going to just ask God what if he wants to tell you anything. And God will give us a word, and we'll tell them about their lives. And God will always glorify himself and prophesize over their life and then tell them the goodness of God, the value they have in heaven, how much they're loved. They all end up giving their life to the Lord. But we also want the Satanists. God desires everyone to them, the psychics. So I walk up to the psychics and say, brother, do you know how special you are, the Lord? You know, God has given you all these great gifts while you can use and tap into the spirit realm, and you're so smart, but you're on the wrong side of things. They say, God doesn't take sides. I said, he does, my brother. And this is why you're having night terrors. And this is why you have no peace in your life. And this is why, and God will tell us a dream they had. He'll tell me an experience he's had when he's a child. In love, and we speak the truth in love, so that we show them the real power they're working with is nothing. It's all counterfeit. And then all of a sudden, their body will start shaking under the power of God, because every affliction, every, you know, power of the devil that's connected to them will start shaking. I'll say, brother, you're shaking because the truth and the Holy Spirit is coming upon you. The power of God is coming upon you. And just know that Jesus is waiting for you to take away all your night terrors, to take away your nightmare, to give you the shalom of God over your life. You were called to be a saint, and he wants you to use all those abilities he's given you for God's glory, because he desires heaven for you. And I say, I'll tell him, I love you because Jesus loves you, even if he's cursing me, whatever. And we'll walk away. Now, we don't know if that has an effect until we get to heaven. But all you are called to do, and that's just a testimony for me, but in your life, you go through experiences every day with people in your life who you struggle with, have judgment with. We all do. We all fall short of the glory of God. But God wants you to know today, you are your own ministry. You're called to evangelization through the love which Christ has given you in the Holy Spirit.
Jesus said, when I am lifted up, I will draw all men and women unto myself. I tell you, on the cross, there was not only pain, but there was like Jesus just absorbing your pain. Jesus absorbing your pain on the cross. Oh, yes. This is real. Jesus knows about your pain, and he wants to give you an encounter of himself. That's evangelization, coming to know Jesus, not know about Jesus. The story goes that there was this great actor who was going to recite the 23rd Psalm, "The Lord is my shepherd," and he did, and the people clapped. And again, there was this little pastor that was called up to recite the 23rd Psalm. And as he recited it, people started to weep. And the guy that was in charge said, the actor knew the words, but the minister knew the shepherd.
Amen.
You see, no, the shepherd, not know about the shepherd. Know the shepherd. It's so important that we encounter Jesus. We are made for an encounter with Jesus. We're made for it. God places that in everybody's heart. But because of the lack of preaching, the lack of people telling people about Jesus, they go the wrong way. They're on the wrong bus. They're going the wrong way. I want to be on the right bus, the bus that leads to everlasting life in Jesus Christ. It's all about Jesus. Evangelization is all about Jesus. The Greeks wanted to see Jesus. But do you know, Greek philosophy does not care about the philosopher. It cares about the teaching. But these Greeks didn't care about the teaching. They wanted to see Jesus. Do you want to see Jesus? High and lifted up. High and lifted up, absorbing your sins, your pain, and all that you go through. Do you want to see Jesus? Tell him, I'm hungry for you. I need you. I cannot live without you. Tell him. Tell him. Tell him. I used to have a lady, she's probably in heaven now, who write to me every month. She wrote, saved at 40. Oh, yes, she had an encounter with Jesus when she was 40 years old. And people said, why did I wait so long? Why did I wait so long? Listen, you might be 75 and have an encounter with Jesus. That's for you now. You weren't ready for the last 74 years. You're ready now to encounter the Lord Jesus Christ. You want to be like the Greeks. Heavenly Father, we want to see Jesus. Heavenly Father, we want to see Jesus. We've heard all about him, but we want contact with him. We want him to come into our lives. We need Jesus. We want to see Jesus.
And Jesus wants to see you. Jesus wants to see you walking through this world with him at your side. Jesus wants to see you filled with the love of the Father, the glory of God. Jesus wants to see you read his word and filled with the Holy Spirit. And it comes through hunger. You know, Jesus inhabits the praises of the people that are the most desperate from him. And oftentimes, it's when people are at their lowest point in their lives is when they finally can be open to Jesus, because they have nothing else to grasp onto. But that doesn't need to be the case. It's an act of will that can be made right now by the grace of God. And you can tell him, Jesus, all I want is you. Because in eternity, none of this matters. In eternity, in heaven, I'm going to be with the angels, united to all of heaven, just praising and worshiping you. Holy, holy, holy around the throne room. But while I'm here, Jesus, I want to gain as many souls as I can for you. I want to be drawn as close as I can to you, because those who draw closest to God on this earth will be united closest to God in heaven. It's not we're saved and that's it. It's you become saved and that's the beginning. You become saved and now you're in the race. Now you can walk with the power of God. Now you can gain merit of souls. Now every day you can draw closer to God so you can achieve higher ranks in heaven forever. You know, what you do today will be marked in eternity and will have eternal and forever consequences. You'll have eternal glory behind it. And you know, Father Tom right now is going to tell you where we can just obtain a touch of this glory here on this earth.
For those who are hungry and thirsty, November 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th at the Crown Plaza in Woburn were having days of glory. It was at a meeting like this that Anthony received Jesus.
Yes.
And you know, people are worshiping and praising God, and the power of God comes upon the people.
Hallelujah.
And you don't have to convince people when the power comes.
Exactly.
You don't have to hard sell people. They said, this is the presence of God. How I need this. I've been looking for this all my life. November 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th, the Crown Plaza in Woburn, Massachusetts.
You were created with a space inside of you that can only be filled by God. Nothing in this world, no house, no car, no friendship, no child, can fill that space which only the Lord can fill. So, Father, right now, I pray you fill everyone with that glory, that love, just all of you that you can only fill. So they know the only reason, the only and the highest reason you're on this earth is to love God and be loved by God. That's it. In the days of glory, somewhere you can come to experience that love. And Lord, we just ask you to release the angels, that experiential encounter, all of heaven. You know, I tell people in Salem, there is nothing in this world like the love of God. You can have anything, but there is nothing in this world as good as the love of God. There's a reason why monks can be sitting in a room with nothing but a chair, or not even a chair, and be totally filled with all of heaven. You can have freedom from within, and it all comes through this surrender. So just surrender to the Lord today. Let him fill you with a love and become a history maker while you're on this earth. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.